The following is an Encore 2004 presentation of Heart of the Matter, a tribute to Ron Boone, hosted by then-General Manager John Wright.
Good morning. This is Heart of the Matter. On the way to church last Sunday morning, I never thought this soundbite was going to be the last time Ron Boone was heard on our four Commonwealth Broadcasting Corporation stations.
Well, Games has come in here on a snowy day. We appreciate it, Rick, and you be sure to call us now if some big plant locates near Glendale.
All right. That's enough.
All right. Rick Games, very much involved in the industrial effort here in Elizabethtown and Hardin County and in this region. That is Heart of the Matter. You have a real good Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
By the end of the day, while getting ready for a Super Bowl party, Ron Boone left this world. He was scraping the driveway, getting rid of any ice, making sure his guests didn't slip. It was little things like that that Ron did that made our lives so much simpler. Little things that we took for granted, but now we miss so much. But it was things like that that were a part of Ron Boone. Here is what we aired on Wednesday morning at 10 as Ron's funeral was starting on WIL, WKMO, WRZI, and WTHX. Good morning. This is John Wright, Community Manager for Elizabethtown's four Commonwealth Broadcasting Corporation radio stations. We are mourning today. We are mourning the loss of our friend and our co-worker, Ron Boone. Ron has done news and sports in this town for 30-plus years. Then all of a sudden, he left us Sunday afternoon. He was gone. I was just asked to be Community Manager almost 3 months ago. However, I've known and worked alongside Ron for almost 4 years. The thought came to me a couple of weeks ago, what are we going to do when Ron retires? And I quickly let that thought go because, heck, I knew that that wouldn't happen for another couple of years. Ron always supported me. At the staff meeting announcing my new role, Ron said that we had the best man we could possibly have running these stations. What a cheerleader. I just can't tell you what that meant to me. Now we've come to the point in time that Ron's gone. But the amazing thing about the past 3 days is that they have made us realize that he is not gone. You see, his spirit walks these halls, and his spirit lives in our hearts, and it lives with you as well. After all, it was you he loved the most. Why do you think he got up before the crack of dawn every morning for all those years? And why do you think he drove to the radio station before the first hint of bad weather? And why do you think he worked those long hours? He attended all those meetings and press conferences. Why do you think he made all those telephone calls? And why do you think he was the first one someone called with a news story? It was because he had your best interest at heart. He was your information line. He was a part of your day. And he did all those things for you because he felt like you had a right to know. And he felt like it was his responsibility to let you know. His deep, resonant voice and his methodical delivery will live forever in the sound of tape, but I wish we could just make more tapes. I wish he could tell more stories, and I wish he could share more advice with me. I wish I had just one more hour. Now, here's how we're comforted. We will see Ron again. If Ron Boone's not in heaven, then the rest of us might as well forget it. Ron is waiting for us. You may have never gotten the chance to know Ron or even meet Ron. And he may have never gotten the chance to meet you, but if you could have heard Ron talk about his relationship with God and then responded to it yourself, then yes. Yes, you will see Ron again. My last words to Ron Friday evening were, "Have a good weekend." What a weekend. He went home to the Father. Someone suggested that we have a moment of silence for Ron, but in radio, silence is deafening, and Ron hated dead air. He thought it was radio's cardinal sin. So we'll move on now. We're going to take you back to regular programming, but before we do, just know this. Whether you realize it or not, you're going to miss Ron Boone. These stations, this community, our company, and the entire Commonwealth of Kentucky will miss Ron Boone. In trying to comfort me over the past couple of days, someone said this. They said, "Don't think goodbye. Just say, I'll see you later, pal." Ron Boone, I'll see you later. We talked to a lot of people about Ron this week. We'll let them share their thoughts and memories of Ron. The man responsible for putting Ron Boone in the radio industry is Don Estep. Don is currently the editor of the newspaper in Ron's native Corbin, Kentucky. Although Ron has been gone from that area for more than 30 years, his passing has created a mass of absence there.
This hit us pretty hard here in the Corbin area. He was so well-liked throughout this community.
And we grieve at the passing of Ron Boone. But one thing about it, he was such an outstanding person, and working with him through those years. And we kept in touch. He would call me about certain people, and we'd talk about old times. And Ron Boone never forgot his roots here.
Elizabethtown Mayor David Wilmoth worked with Ron in a couple of facets, in his mayoral role, of course, and at the radio station.
He certainly will be missed in this community because of just his insight into what went on politically and industrially and business-wise in this community that he probably saw different than anybody else, and he always tried to put the right touch to it in the fact that he was trying to be unbiased in how he presented it on the radio.
It wasn't just Elizabethtown that was impacted by Ron, his life, and his passing. It was all of North Central Kentucky. Hardin County Judge Executive Harry Berry compared Ron's death to another landmark tragedy.
I was shocked. It was kind of like when the Twin Towers fell. The feeling I had then, the shock and disbelief, it took me a while to even process it, to realize what had happened. As you know, it had just been a little over a week ago that I was on Ron's Sunday morning show again and enjoyed, it takes about a half hour to tape that, but we spent about an hour and a half talking, as we often do. I really enjoyed talking with Ron, learned a lot from him, respect him a lot. Obviously, come to know him in the beginning as Hardin County's premier news person.
At election time, Ron would pull LaRue County Judge Executive Tommy Turner into the studio for color commentary to Ron's election coverage play-by-play.
He was a great person to have in the studio at election time. You could see his eyes light up when the results came in, and he was always enthused about the political scene and what was going on. And Ron's going to be greatly missed. He was a great friend to folks in LaRue County and Hardin County, and very community-minded. He wanted to keep people aware of what was going on in the communities and what was happening in the communities. And he always tried to instill in everyone that you're a part of the community and be a part of the community. And guys like that are just hard to come by, and we appreciate him very much.
Success in the radio industry is based on relationships, good ones. Sales staffs and general managers certainly have to have them, but so did great newsmen, and Ron was great. Not only because of his delivery and his style and his calmness, but because of his relationships, like the one he had with Kentucky State Police spokesman Steve Pavey. He says Ron had the listener's best interest at heart.
I think Ron could have been in it this long if he didn't have it at such heart, and you're right. If there was anybody that had it at heart, it was him. And he stayed there so long, and Ron would always go one step further and want to find out a little more information to help and doing his stories.
Brother Mike Bell is pastor at Glendale Christian Church. He also, like many in this community, was touched by Ron Boone. Yes, his news delivery is memorable, but it was Ron's character that he felt, along with the rest of us, that made the biggest impact when you thought of Ron Boone.
I was just thinking not too long ago, about just a few minutes ago, about the last time that he was in my office, and he brought down the heart of the matter that we did on Christmas, mm-hmm. and was talking and thanking me for all the things and apologizing that he depended upon us too much. And Ron, such a gracious, caring person, that his heart went out to everyone, and he just made you feel warm, and the shock of this, it's hard to put in words.
This is a special time, heart of the matter, that we want to focus on Ron's life, not his death. There were so many interviews and so many news stories that Ron covered that we could talk about it, heck, for hours and hours and hours, but we only have a half an hour. So we picked some things out that had a special meaning to Ron and his family and his listeners. Everything that Ron did, whether it be his hourly newscast, his work on Heart of the Matter, special projects, or just reading weather forecasts, he soaked his best into it. Like the celebration of WIEL's 50th anniversary in September of 2000.
Well, on September 28th, WIEL 1400 on the AM dial will celebrate her 50th anniversary. That's quite a milestone. The first radio station in Hardin County. Local historian and part-time disc jockey at WIEL in the early 70s, while stationed at Fort Knox, Paul Urbans calls attention to WIEL's historic birthday in an article he has researched for inclusion of the fall edition of Ancestral News, and that's now out. Reading a bit from this, he says, a small tract of land for the news station was purchased in April 1950 from H.B. Clark on U.S. 62, a few hundred yards from the city limits. We need to say the building is still here. We're well within the city limits now on Litchfield Road. Work on the new state-of-the-art studio facility was begun on the week of April 21st by Deeks Lumber. The owners were announced as Stokely Bowling, Holly Skidmore, Horace Habb, J.W. Hodges, and Clifford Deeks.
This hour, WIEL will try to make you a winner in 14 trivia.
A golden great weekend, WIEL.
Music you grew up with, 1956 through 1969. 14 years of the finest music ever recorded. Welcome back in time to the 50s and 60s on WIEL's Golden Great Weekend.
On September 28, 1950, when WIEL joined the ranks of other small-town stations coming on the air in that period of our county's history, the Elizabethtown News the following day, September 29th, reported an opening talk was made by Bill Harris and Dr. L.E. Martin. The first program was one of hillbilly music. The Tuesday, October 3rd issue of the Elizabethtown News featured welcoming remarks by its editor, W.H. Marriott, when he wrote, "Of course, a new broom sweeps clean, but a good reception has greeted the radio station in Elizabethtown, which opened last Thursday." Music and news wasn't the only thing on the radio in those last seconds of radio's golden era. Religion took to the radio immediately as a way to spread the gospel. Severn's Valley Baptist Church held revivals with Reverend J.G. Cothran of Arkadelphis, Arkansas, and broadcast a morning devotional over the station from 10:15 until 10:30 a.m. daily. We have with us now Charles L. Harden, who lives in Lexington now. He goes by Uncle Chuck, and he runs at least one of his businesses, is Chuck's Tours. And Chuck, I understand you were one of the early employees at WIEL.
Ron hadn't been at WIEL long when the tornadoes of 1974, they demolished communities all over north central Kentucky. Here is a conversation he had with Denver Woodring while the tornado was going through Cecilia.
On road, say. From west to east, come from a Hardesburg direction of a sailor, say a pirate, and parallel across Cecilia towards Elizabethtown.
All right. And you sighted that wind?
Just now. It's going on right in the moment.
It's going on right now.
We're in Cecilia.
You're in Cecilia.
And it's about a quarter of a mile north of Cecilia.
And you own the hardware there in Cecilia?
Right, uh-huh.
Your name is?
Mr. Woodring.
Mr. Woodring.
And we've all taken shelter. We've closed up businesses and bank, and we're all in the basements over here.
It hasn't touched down as far as you know?
No, not as far as we know. Just high winds.
But it is, you've noticed?
It's funnel shape. Funnel shape. It sounds like a train.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Woodring.
All right, bye.
Ron visited Brandenburg, one of the towns that suffered the most devastation back in the tornadoes of 1974.
We're at what remains of radio station WMMG, and we have two gentlemen who are employed at the radio station, who were in the radio station at the time the tornado in Brandenburg and Meade County literally came through the back end of their building. Chris and Bill. Chris, give me your full name.
Christopher Lee Wayne.
And Bill?
Bill Byrne.
All right, Chris, you are a disc jockey, and Bill, I understand what, you're an engineer, is that right?
No, I'm also a disc jockey.
Okay, now tell me just exactly where you were when this tornado came through this area.
Well, let's see, we got a phone call telling us that there was a tornado where in Irvington.
You said it was southeast of Brandenburg and moving toward the city.
And so we went out, looked around the corner, and there it was right in back. So we went in, and Bill warned the people that it was coming and to seek safety. And then we just got on found a room, an inside wall, where we thought we'd be safe and just laid down and waited it out.